What I found from my meeting with Commissioner Vella is he's first of all very aware of the problem of the large trawlers' impact on smaller fishermen, and that he is prepared to do what he can to address real problems that are identified to him. And I've conveyed this to my constituents in Donegal, and I'm very happy to say we're going to continue to get this information to the Commissioner to make sure that there is follow-up. So it was a very positive meeting from that side, and as I said, the Commissioner is aware because of other members of Parliament who raised the issue of the small versus the large.
Now, this does of course feed into a wider debate about the presence of the larger trawlers and the fact that it's EU legislations and the terms of the Common Fisheries Policy that allows many of those larger super trawlers to be there in the first place. Now, that's perhaps a debate that goes beyond the scope you discussed with the Commissioner, but he would certainly have a role in analysing that.
He would, and I think that one of the things that I have learned from engaging with the stakeholders in this issue, that it isn't that there are foreign large trawlers. I mean, there are large trawlers belonging to the Irish fishing fleet, and we clearly have small fishermen as well. And what I would try and work towards with others is where both can survive, so that the livelihoods of the small is not damaged by the larger trawlers who operate. And if there is any evidence of bad practice, indeed on either side, but it's usually with the concern around the larger fleet, then that has got to be investigated. And the Commissioner is very open to this, and he's very aware of it because others have brought it to his attention, including the fishermen themselves. I mean, I think he also makes the point that, look, everyone has to be responsible, whether you're a large scale, medium or small. But clearly he wants to assist where he can. But he does put the onus on this particular issue back to the member state. But the most important thing is his office have said they will follow up and follow through. So I think we have a little bit more leverage to try and get some answers to those people whose livelihoods are being impacted.